We've got Jen McDowell, an adoption supervisor with Kobe's Family Services, with us on the line. Let me just say this right out of the gate. I want to give the website in the front, and I'll give it in the back. Kobe's.org/fostering. Okay, and that's if you say you're an adoptive family who's listening, you want to learn more, how do you get started with this kind of thing? Kobe's.org/fostering. Jen, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. Now, Jen, one type of care that you provide at Kobe's is post-permanency services. And these services support adoptive families on their lifelong journey. You have many years of experience assisting adoptive families. Can you tell us a little bit about how adoption isn't just a day, but a journey?
As you mentioned, adoption is a day and it's a beautiful milestone, but really it's just the beginning. Adoption is a lifelong journey for the child and also for the family. And as children grow and their understanding of their story evolves, new questions and emotions often come up. So families may experience some shifts in the dynamics during different developmental stages of the children, transitions like adolescence, or even when children become adults. So it's really important to recognize that support for families should not end when the adoption finalization takes place. So just like parenting in any form, adoptive parenting involves growth, learning, and sometimes challenges that need support over time.
So you talk about like the ups and downs and the emotion. What services are available here for families that need that assistance?
Yeah, great question. So in Pennsylvania, we are really fortunate to have a strong network of post-adoption support services. Through the Statewide Adoption and Permanency Network, also known as SWAN, families have access to services like case advocacy, respite care, and support groups. And these services are available for any family who lives in Pennsylvania and has adopted a child. And I need to mention that the services are free to a family. Super important that families know that. So the adoption could have been an infant adoption, international adoption, or an adoption through foster care. And also families who have legal guardianship of a child also qualify for these services through SWAN. So what we really want people to know is that the goal is to ensure that families never feel like they're on this journey alone.
Absolutely. Last question. What are some examples of circumstances or reasons why adoptive families would reach out for support?
As you can imagine, there is really a wide range of reasons. Some of it is behavioral challenges that surface as children get older or as they process their own journey and their own history in new ways. Other times, parents may just need guidance in navigating conversations about birth families or the child's identity. And there are also times when adoptive parents are feeling overwhelmed and need respite, or when families just want to connect with others who understand their experience. So really, no issue is too small. If it's something that is causing stress or uncertainty, we want families to know it's okay to reach out and we are here to help them.
That's awesome. Jen, one more time, I want to give that website so that any adoptive family listening who wants to learn more can get started. Go to kobes.org/fostering. That's kobes.org/fostering. Jen, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and making us smarter about this.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.